agenda item number 9, unlawful taking of oysters. This is under code section 28.2528, which we've discussed a number of times here. Morning, officer. You were sworn in earlier today, weren't you?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Please state your name for the record here.
Officer Holliday, Chief Holliday.
Thank you.
This conviction pertains to Ronald Collier. The offense date was December 23rd of last year. The charge was Harvest Endangered River Sanctuary, 4VAC 20650-30. On December 23rd, 2013, at 11:15 hours, I observed Ronald W. Collier harvesting oysters by hand tong within the river, the James River Sanctuary area, within the public grounds of the James River. I did issue him a summons, charging him with the violation of 4VAC 20650-30, illegally taking oysters from the sanctuary. His court date was scheduled for February 13th, New Pernice General District Court. He failed to appear on that date in time and was convicted of illegally taking oysters from the sanctuary in his absence by Judge B.L. Sugg. His fine was $250. Court cost was $121, which had not been paid as of 9 April of this year. He had an additional conviction on May 16th of 2013 by Officer Morris, commercially taking seed oysters without an oyster tag filled out for that day's load, 4VAC 20-1250-30. The disposition of that case was rendered on August 22nd, 2013, in New Pernice General District Court. Fine was $35. The staff recommendation is 1 year revocation under code 28.2-528. Ronald Collier, Sr., commercial harvester, has two convictions on two separate dates in 1 year for harvesting oysters from the James River Sanctuary and for commercially taking seed oysters without an oyster tag filled out for that day's load. One violation took place prior to the current sanction guidelines adopted on the 27th of August, 2013. These guidelines were developed to be used for 28.2-232 sanctions. However, at council's suggestion, we are suggesting 28.2-232 guidelines at this time. According to the new guidelines, one conviction of harvesting oysters from a sanctuary within a 12-month period would result in a staff recommendation of 1 year revocation. In accordance with 28.2-528 Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission revoke all of Mr. Collier's licenses to take or catch fish, shellfish, any marine organism for a period of 1 year from his conviction date of 2/13/2014, ending on 2/12/2015.
Officer, incidentally, I have a quick question here.
Yes.
He was hand-tonging in the James River Sanctuary. Did he have oysters aboard?
Yes, sir, he did.
What kind of quantity?
He had several bushels.
Okay. You have a concern?
No.
Okay, and the staff recommendation is a 1 year revocation under 28.2528.
Yes, sir.
Actually, can I clear that up just to make sure the record's straight? Because the revocation's from the date of the offense based on the statute. And I'm not taking issue with what you're suggesting, but if I understand what you really want is the suspension to end in February of 2015.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The distinction with the potential difference is the date of the revocation begins on the date of the conviction. So a 1 year revocation from December 23rd would end December 23rd, 2014. I'm just making sure we dot our I's and cross our T's here. I don't think you need to revise what you're asking for. I think we just need to make sure that the commission's clear that what you're asking for is a revocation to end. What date in February 2015?
You're saying from the date of conviction.
The statute reads the revocation is from the date of conviction, not the date of the hearing.
Which would be February 13th, 2014.
And that, oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I thought the conviction Oh, I'm sorry. Counsel has not read the right date. It is his own fault. Thank you, sir.
Move we accept the staff's recommendation.
And just for clarify, the staff recommendation is revocation of all licenses and tidal fishing privileges until February 13th, 2015.
It says February 12th.
What I have on here is February 12th, 2015.
I stand corrected. February 12th of 2015 would be the date that the revocation would be lifted. And we have a motion by Mr. Beck.
I have a question.
Mr. Tackett.
It says in 28.2-232, the commission...
No, we're working under 528.
Oh.
28.2-528.
Okay.
Yes. 232 references to, we don't have enough background to have a 528 guideline table, if you will. Mm-hmm. We've just started these, so mm-hmm. I've recommended to staff just, it would be easier for the commission to borrow from the 232 guidelines until we start seeing some variation in there. Because 232 doesn't require any suspension. A revocation under 528 requires the commission to issue a minimum of 6 months.
Well, I'll amend my question with regard to 28.2528, which is, it says in here that it can be a minimum of 6 months or a maximum of 2 years after such conviction in the discretion of the commission. Why is it that y'all are advocating solely a 1 year when this seems somewhat egregious to me? He was convicted of taking oysters in a sanctuary within the public grounds of the James River, and then he's spinning around and he's taking seed oysters without an oyster tag filled out. I mean, he seems like he's playing by the rules in part of his program.
He has a rather interesting history with the agency. He's got it's an 11-page list of violations. And
are all of those convictions, or some of those?
The greater majority of them are convictions. He has at least one complied with by law. Two of them are previous taking oysters from the sanctuary. I believe, counting them, 16 of them are oyster violations.
Convictions, though. I mean, it's one thing to be charged, it's another thing to be convicted.
When I went through and looked at it, I didn't specifically look at convictions, but almost everyone I saw was a conviction.
We have it.
It might be all
we have it right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Commissioner.
So again, my question stands. Why such a light?
New to it? New to using this code?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to withdraw my motion until this discussion is concluded.
Okay. Motion is withdrawn. Further discussion, Mr. Erskine.
Is Mr. Collier here?
Under 528, he's not required to be here. 528 allows the commission to suspend somebody's license on the conviction. It even says in the statute, without any hearing required. This is akin to a habitual offender type of scheme. DMV finds out you've violated certain laws within the span of time. They issue you a revocation, and your post-deprivation remedy is to appeal it to circuit court. And really, you know, well, actually, I don't want to tip my hand as to what the defenses may be because I don't want to educate the general public on how to beat this. But it's pretty limited.
Right. I guess my point being that he's not here today, whether he was, you know, required to be notified or not. He didn't show up to court, apparently. He's a habitual offender. When you're tonguing oysters, you have to physically put your boat and anchor it in an area and put hand tongs. That's not like dredging where, well, we happen to just kind of get close to that line and went over, and we hear a lot of that. But this was deliberate. So I agree with Mr. Tankard that this is rather egregious. You know, taking seed oysters without a tag certainly is negligent as well, but purposefully putting your boat in a sanctuary and taking, market oysters is just defiant.
He has a second charge of this.
He has a second charge pending for this?
Well, I would advise the commission that it only consider actual convictions.
Right.
With regard to the, when you look at the Marine Resources Commission summons history by name, when it says guilty, what does that mean? He has been
he's been convicted.
Convicted. Okay,
yes, sir.
It's the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Did you add them up for us, Mr. Packard?
I did. 37 convictions. It's the same guy. I'm pretty sure. All this.
Is it the same gentleman, officer?
Okay.
Is this the same gentleman that's run this report? 37
yes,
convictions.
Yes,
okay.
Chief O'Reilly.
37.
Just wanted to add one thing since Mr. Tankard asked twice about the reason for the 1 year. First of all, the seed violation just barely preceded the commission's adoption on August 27th of the new guidelines for sanctions, and that table 4 that you have in your briefing books, you'll notice that after August 27th, then the one violation, the first violation, does signal a 1 year suspension. However, when the commission adopted those guidelines, it was said at the time that certainly is just that, guidelines, and there's no reason that, you know, something can't be extended or modified. So I just want to answer Mr. Tankard's question.
Okay, that's under 28.2232, but the code section at hand here is 28.2528, which mandates without a hearing the commission revoke for a minimum of 6 months, and we have a maximum of 2 years at our discretion.
That's correct. And just to clear the legal underbrush, the commission is certainly welcome to take into account this gentleman's lengthy history with the commission and oyster violations and other fishing issues in fixing its revocation.
I have one thing to add to the discussion here, only for potential legal review here. I think it's important to note that oysters are an important natural resource. They help to clean the bay. They provide jobs to hundreds of commercial watermen. Oyster sanctuaries serve as broodstock. They are important to the future of oystering in Virginia. Stealing oysters from a sanctuary is stealing from the industry's future, and it is a serious offense.
You may also want to reference the problems we're having with oyster poaching.
Oyster poaching has been quite an issue now for the last 3 years as the oyster stocks have bounced back. Oyster poaching is something the commission takes very seriously, and it needs to stop. Further discussion? Mr. Tankard.
I'd also mention that this gentleman seems to like sanctuaries. Working in sanctuaries seems to be part of his M.O. Blue Crab Sanctuary was unlawfully crabbing in Blue Crab Sanctuary in the past as well, not too distant past. I would move for a 2-year suspension or revocation of license, given our ability to do that under 28.2-528. So
the authority the commission possesses also includes suspension revocation of licenses for up to 2 years, as well as tidal fishing privileges.
Yes, as well as that.
232 has the fishing privileges. 528 does not have that.
I stand corrected. Thank
provision.
You, Counselor.
That's another distinction between the two, and I would recommend the commission take it up as a legislative fix next time.
Don't note it.
Just a friendly recommendation from the Attorney General.
I appreciate that a lot here.
But, excuse me, 28.2 does say no new licenses shall be issued to such person for a minimum of 6 months or 2 years. So no new licenses. What do they refer to when they say no new licenses? Well, it'll be all fishing licenses, correct?
Correct.
Man, Commissioner, just a...
There's
some fine point distinction between 232 and 528. The two that are really in play right now is one being the suspension under 232 is from the date of the hearing, under 528 is from the date of the conviction. Under 232, you're allowed to revoke fishing licenses and fishing privileges. Under 528, it's just licenses.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a distinction between, I think, in part, and the commission, please forgive me for, even though I've been on its council for a number of years, there is, I believe, people are allowed to do some fishing under somebody else's license. That would be the fishing privilege component. 528 does not allow that. My recommendation to the commission is to seek a legislative fix, because I think that needs to be extended here, because
as we're seeing with this particular case, it can be quite egregious, yet this gentleman could still exercise fishing privileges with the suspension under 528.
Okay. All right. Well, I would still make my motion to revoke his licenses to take or catch shellfish, fish, or marine organisms in this commonwealth for the maximum time period, which we can do for 2 years.
So that would be February 12th, 2016.
That's correct.
Yes.
That's the motion, suspension, revocation, all licenses until February 12, 2016. A second by Mr. Beck. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Any noes? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, Officer.